Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Kurt Landry, and I have a choice. Now, Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app, sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the latest archaeological discovery near the Temple Mount. That story, right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In a collaborative project with the Israeli Antiquities Authority and the Western Wall Heritage Foundation, archaeologists have discovered a subterranean system cut into the bedrock near the holiest site in all of Judaism, the Temple Mount. Near the Western Wall Plaza site, Israeli archaeologists revealed to the public on Tuesday, May 19th, their recent discovery. Lead archaeologist Barak Monikidam Givon says that as they were doing some work in an old Byzantine building 120 feet away from the base of the Western Wall, when they discovered hidden beneath the plain mosaic floor, a secret room cut into the bedrock with niches carved into the walls. The various niches are arched with a shelf, square, and even triangular. In the Israeli Antiquities Authority official YouTube channel, Dr. Givon demonstrates how oil lamps easily fit in the small triangular niches, and their placement near the ceiling shows that they would have been used to light the underground room. As the group continued their excavation, they also uncovered a doorway cut into the rock that leads to a much larger underground system of tunnels and rooms. The Antiquities Authority isn't sure of the purpose of the room, but they did find broken stone measuring cups which fit the requirements for possible use near the temple by being pure, made from one single rock instead of a composite of materials. They also found many clay oil lamps with intricate design details that date back 2,000 years. Some of the lamps are decorated with beautiful grapevines and show charring from flame and soot, indicating actual use. This discovery, so close to the foundation of the Hebrew temple, excites the Israeli Antiquities Authority. And they hope that their discovery of common everyday items will help them understand more of what daily life in Jerusalem was like before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. As archaeologists dig to find answers in the ancient dirt near the holiest of Hebrew sites, let's pray that they will discover the one who made that dirt, spit in it, making it mud, and then healing the eyes of a blind man one day, some 2,000 years ago. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.